Well, surely there is need for greater investment, and related to that, the importance of the role of the private sector, so that farmers and small farmers themselves can more effectively participate in the value chain. Private sector is fundamental. Farming has to be seen as a business, as an enterprise, and made attractive, including ensuring that there's greater role for agribusiness. Food security is important, but there has to be a transformation which goes beyond food security to improve livelihoods in general.
Is it about changing the technology or is it about expanding the business? What's the balance there?
I think it's not one or the other, it's both. There is definitely a need for better technologies, low-cost technologies, especially for smallholders, in the context of climate issues. Many of the least developed countries are affected by severe drought, recurrent flooding, so there is need for investment in research and development and technology as well, greater investment in those areas so that they can actually be productive with low-cost technology. That is fundamental.
Were there any particular requests from countries here in terms of how IFAD can best support their transformation?
Surely there were. There were. In terms of capacity building at the grassroots level, in terms of ensuring that small farmers can be better organized so that they can build on their collective capacity beyond just individual capacity. So that's a lot of work in terms of institution building at the local level. There's greater need for infrastructure development, especially in rural areas, so that small farmers can be better connected to markets. They can have better access to rural finance to invest in agricultural activities.
And have you been part of any discussions on countries that may be graduating soon from LDC status and how much agriculture is a part of that possibility?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, not many countries have graduated from the list so far, so the agenda is really unfinished. Agriculture is very much at the backbone of graduation, but even as graduation takes place, towards industrialization, agriculture is fundamental. It will remain a fundamental pillar of that transformation.
And so out of the roundtable dedicated to agriculture, what would you say were the key points that member states are now going to bring back to their countries?
The need for devoting, first of all, more attention to agriculture, allocating national budgets to agriculture, the need for also ensuring and promoting a conducive policy and institutional environment that provides incentives to agriculture.
I'm sure you've had a chance to travel to some of these least developed countries. Are there any anecdotes that you can share about your interaction with communities there who are some of the most vulnerable in the world?
Yeah, there are many anecdotes. And actually, I have traveled to a majority of the least developed countries in Africa, but also in Asia. What is clear is that there is a great will at the local level, at the community level, to do better. But they also need to be supported by good leadership and better governance.
Do you have a message for them today?
That we are certainly, as IFAD, we are there. That's our mandate to support them. And we do realize the agenda is unfinished, but together we will get there.